The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Thank you, Mr. Frank B. Shaner, who you heard his voice over this now, is a good friend of mine. But anyway, welcome to Generations Radio. We're here every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4. And as you guys know, you can go to our Generations 808 website and listen to all our past radio shows and actually past issues of the magazine and also our Generations TV show that is on OC16 just about every day of the week. But anyway, welcome to the show. Today we have one of our newest facilities or properties in the state of Hawaii, one of the nicer ones, absolutely, for sure. We're featuring today Ilima Elihano and Valerie Rickards, our guest to the show. How are you, Valerie?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So don't have to be nervous. Don't worry. It's only radio. Nobody can see you wearing shorts and slippers. That's okay. That's really okay. But anyway, so welcome to the show. So Ilima Elihano, it's a great, I've been to the facility. You guys do events, but it's brand new. Isn't that nice? They work in a nice new facility?
Yes. We are the only retirement community, we like to call ourselves, in Kapolei. And we sit on a 40-acre Lehano Community Association.
Yeah. And so give us a little bit of background, on, like we were talking earlier, background. And what do I see a note here? You're the first employee?
Mm-hmm. So,
before Mark?
So I start.
The general manager is here sitting on the side. That's the reason why.
I started with Kisco Senior Living. So I started with Ilima Lehano back in 2010. Worked for them for about a year and a half before the company decided to restrategize a little bit, closed up for a little bit before they decided what to do. I went off to do other things. And before they started construction, they called me back. Such a wonderful company, very family oriented. So I decided to come back in 2014.
Yeah. And Kisco Living is on the mainland. They're a developer of these type of properties?
Yes. We're based in Carlsbad, California.
Oh, very nice. I've been there. Actually, I got club fitted at the big Callaway Golf is over there. And actually, my boss at the time took me to the facility. Have you been there, Mark?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great facility. I mean, it's amazing. You take a swing, whether it's straight or not, I tell you how fast you're going, your ball spin rate, all this kind of stuff. So at Carlsbad, it's nice to have a corporate home there.
Yes.
Yeah. So Kisco and the development out there, give us a little bit of a background on how it is living in Kapolei, and give us what you folks have there.
So we have a retirement community. We're 84 units, 84 apartments. We have 68 in our what we call independent assisted living side, and we have 16 in our memory care.
And so when you say retirement living, is there, you know, for a lot of people, I mean, seriously, when I talk around town, I say, how many people want to go to retirement facility or skilled nursing? And nobody raises their hand. And I say, only me? I really want to go to one eventually. Seriously, I'm not kidding you. I told my wife that. She may not agree, but I don't want to really drive when I get older. Mm-hmm. I don't want to mow the lawn. I don't want to do dishes. Mm-hmm. My wife's a good cook, but, you know, sometimes, more times than not, she probably needs a break. And, you know, just kind of nice just to go down and get coffee right there. You folks all have that?
You know, that's the benefits of living in a retirement community.
I knew that. See, I knew that. I set you up. It really is. I mean, I've never stayed in a facility, but I've been to many. And that's a great lifestyle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So the benefits of living in a retirement community for all of our residents, which they thoroughly enjoy, is that we prepare three meals a day for them. We do their housekeeping. We take
housekeeping?
Them, yes. Once a week, we take them to, or we do their housekeeping for them. We do their linens, clean their apartment. So
you clean the bathroom too?
They clean their bathroom.
Wow. I'm not joking. I mean, I have my own bathroom with my son, and my wife doesn't like cleaning my bathroom, to be honest with you. Well, that's great. So they come in and vacuum your room too?
They do completely. So, you know, we do the counters, the bathrooms, you vacuum, we do the windows, we do everything. And then we also do personal laundry if they want us to do their personal laundry.
Laundry?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I like that.
Yes.
I didn't know you did laundry. Really?
Yes, we can do the laundry.
I'm colorblind, so my clothes gets kind of mixed up sometimes. So I put everything in one wash. But no, I'm not kidding you. You can see my socks. But anyway, so you know, you do all that. But is there an age limit? Can I move in now at 58?
So we have a age requirement. You have to be at least 62 years of age. Almost
62,
there.
62, four more years. Because I know another person in another facility, the guy's been there 20 years.
Yeah.
And he still works.
Wow.
And he works part-time. I'll probably do that. You know, with the magazine, I don't have to be at any place at one time. So I can work off on my computer and enjoy life because... Like I said, I don't really want to drive. Now, do you folks have a limousine or a van or something?
We have a bus and then we have a van. So we take our residents on like scenic drives. We take them to Haleiwa. They can go get some Matsumoto Shiba.
You go to Haleiwa? Mm-hmm. Up the big hill and down the big hill? Wow. What's in Haleiwa? What do they like to do in Haleiwa?
We've taken them to Matsumoto Shiba.
Oh, that's like good.
And then we'll take them past the beaches. And just, you know,
what about
just
the shrimp truck. You go to the shrimp
truck? We've done the shrimp truck.
Aha, uh-huh. See.
They like the shrimp truck.
See, I'm just trying to see how much you know about Haleiwa. I have a house over there. That's the reason why. Well, so that's really the reason why I say that and I joke about it, but it's true. When you get older, you want to experience life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I always talk about The Bucket List. That's one of my favorite movies, but I think people really need to understand living is not done until you're dead. You need to live as long as you possible, enjoy life as much as possible. We're having next week Carlene McKay, 80 years old. I think she has more energy than me. Seriously. I mean, if you listen to her show, she is fantastic. So I just try to encourage everybody, including people that read the magazine, to really enjoy life. Mm-hmm. What's some of the fun stories that you folks do? Do you take them yourself or does somebody guides them on the tours?
It's our team. So we have a wellness team. So our driver kind of does the tour bus. We have a microphone in the bus. He gives a tour, some history of wherever they're going.
You're an employee?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's not easy. You got to have a lot of background.
You know, and a lot of our associates, they truly, and one thing that's great about Ilima is that it's about the relationships that we build with our residents. So
sure, they're going to be there for 10, 20 years.
Yeah, and you know, and a lot of them don't have family here. So we become their family. We get to know them. We know a little bit where they came from, what they did when, you know, they're still working. We get to know a lot of their families. So it really is like a family, you know, the associates really get to know them. They know what they like, what they don't like. It's, you know, it's really great.
Well, that's really good because I just had my 40th reunion a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I went to Mid-Pack. I dormed. So actually on the cover of the June-July issue is Auntie Dottie Kroll and Galen Naramatsu. And Auntie Dottie Kroll actually was there 40 years. And she knew all the families that enrolled at Mid-Pack from about early 70s to late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible, incredible lady. And she knew all the families too. She knew my two other brothers went to Mid-Pack. She knew my parents, you know. I'm glad you guys do that because they are your residents, really. It's like your house. They're in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So give our listeners an idea. Who's staying at Lima? Is it only people from Makuhilo or Kapolei?
No. So we've had residents that have relocated from California. Ooh. We've had families that have their adult children or their grandchildren that live on the west side of the island. So they move from town to be closer to their...
Yeah, that's a good idea because I wouldn't want to drive out there. Or if I lived out there, I don't want to... So never thought about that.
We have residents from all over there. We have people from the
Windward side. How about Hawaii Kai?
Hawaii Kai.
Really?
We have some residents from Hawaii Kai.
Wow, going to Hawaii Kai to Kapolei. I mean, Kapolei is a new city. That city is booming,
We've got everything there.
I know. Mm-hmm. What's that shopping center?
Kamakana.
Wow.
We have Costco and Target and new movie theaters, a lot of restaurants.
You have a Target out there?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that place! I went to that once at Ala Moana. My God, that place was so crowded. They got everything in there. I know Leah's smiling. That place got everything in there. So give us, what's the average age? Can I ask? Do you know?
I think our average age is about 86, and so we have a handful of residents that are completely independent. They come and go as they please. They still drive. They go out and meet their friends, you know, have breakfast, even though they have meals there. So they come and go as they please. They do their own thing. you know, but they live in a retirement community to enjoy the benefits. So they don't have to cook. They don't have to clean. They have friends there. You know, Hawaii is small too. They know someone there eventually, you know.
You know, that's what I tell everybody. At some point, you're gonna meet someone. I had a relative that moved into a facility recently about a year ago. It was interesting. This lady was about 88 pounds. In 1 year, she gained 10 pounds. I said, how did that happen? Well, she's eating 3 meals a day now. Mm-hmm. You know, and she's eating healthier food mm-hmm. versus Simon and Portuguese sausages or Vienna sausages every day. You know, and what's amazing that that person found a classmate from 1942, mm-hmm. McKinley, her classmate, and she hasn't seen him since 42. Found a long lost cousin that she hasn't seen in 50 years probably. And it was amazing. And now when we want to go visit her, we have to find out if she's available because there's so many activities. She's in the pool. She's cooking class. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people come in and sing to them. And we have to find out to see if we have lunch, whether they have room for us at her table. Mm-hmm. Is that how you feel? It's like a cruise boat, isn't it?
Yeah. A previous resident had described us as a cruise ship on land. And that's kind of, you know, it's kind of a nice thing because we really are. We always have activities. We have a Friday happy hour. We have entertainment come in.
You have Friday happy hour?
Mm-hmm.
You guys serve alcohol?
We do.
You do? Is it like cheaper price or is it free?
So it's included.
It's included?
So we have some residents
cruise boats don't include alcohol, you know. Cruise boats do not include alcohol. But they include alcohol, really? You know, maybe what, one glass per person or something?
So, you know, they don't drink much.
They don't indulge.
So it's right before dinner time. Oh. So they'll have a little cocktail and some little poo-poos before dinner.
I don't think I've ever heard of another facility that does that. Free drink. Well, that's great. What kind of entertainment do you folks have?
We bring in a lot of musicians. We have hula dancers. A lot of variety. They do love music, so... You know, they really
you're bringing
that.
That magician. There's a magician guy, Filipino guy. Oh, wow. I mean, I don't believe in magic. I don't believe in, you know, I just came back from Vegas. They levitate the body. I don't believe in it. There's a trick somewhere. But this magician, my goodness, I was really shocked how good he was. And I was like really close looking at his hands. Couldn't tell what he was doing.
Oh, really?
Amazing. But, you know, seniors are very, I don't want to use seniors, you know, are older. When you get older, they're very intrigued by stuff they don't know. Because one of the greatest things about I work with seniors is that they know everything. They could tell you stories all day long. I mean, just amazing, a wealth of experience and knowledge. And that's maybe that one thing you might want to try because I'm sure they're going to be intrigued by that. You know, maybe we should call up my friend Marlene Tsai. You know who Marlene Tsai is?
Yes, she actually.
Has she been there?
She has. We had a senior fair.
Good for you, Marlene.
Yeah, and she was our feature performer.
I love that lady. It's amazing. She can talk tita, but she can talk regular local style. I had her on my radio show. That's the reason why I know. But I when we did a cover story, great lady. I mean, I really love that lady. And she's just... Like I got to give her a poster. I have this poster of her cover photo. Mm-hmm. I've got to give her to her. So Marlene, if you're listening, I'm going to give you a call in a couple of days. No, seriously. It's been in my living room for 8 months. I haven't gotten rid of it yet. But so now one of the things I want to cover in the second half of the show mm-hmm. to kind of tease people. Mm-hmm. I know you have a memory. Now you say memory care?
Yes. Our memory care is called The Connections.
I'm sorry. It's called?
The Connections.
The Connections. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have any memory, how can you make the connections?
So Connections is a trademark by our company, by Kisco Senior Living. It's how we connect with our residents. We find ways to connect with them. So, you know, our residents that have dementia or Alzheimer's, you know, they may forget things. So as I mentioned before, the relationships that our associates have with our residents is that, you know, the philosophy behind Connections is that it's a person-centered care. So we find what's special to the resident. Not, you know, because not all residents will work. What will work for one resident won't work for the other one.
Right.
So we try to find out where they came from, what they like, what they don't like, you know, so it becomes more individualized, more personalized.
Well, for seniors as well, you only remember, your memory regresses back. So if they grew up a sports athlete or smart person or... They were a doctor. They go back and they remember all that. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it's very, I like that.
Yeah.
So, when you have your ILAL, Because MC means memory care.
Correct.
IL means?
Independent living.
Independent living, like me, if I was 62. Yes. So I don't need any help, mm-hmm. but I still get free laundry, free cleaning. I get food. I get cocktail on Friday. That's what independent living is?
Yes. Ah. And then AL is assisted living. And that is for any of our residents that need some type of help. So we can help manage their medications. We can help with meal reminders, escorting to meals, helping with their grooming, things like that.
But it's not really caregiving per se.
You know, we do provide the care. So there's different levels of care that we provide. So it can go from, you know, very light. We call it assisted living light. And so that's, you know, very minimal, like just medication management. And it can go all the way up to our highest level of care, which we are basically helping with bathing and dressing.
More
and
skilled care, like a nursing facility?
We're not skilled. Okay. So we can provide, you know, a lot, you know, high level care, but not at the skilled. So we're not really a nursing home. We like to say that we're a retirement community.
Well, I think at some point we're all going to need that anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So I see here you have 16 beds or 16 apartment units?
In memory care, we have 16 apartments, yes.
And is it like on one level or a certain area of the facility?
It's in it's on our first floor, and it's a secured area. And what I love about our memory care, our connections, is that we have a memory care garden, and it's secured. So it's gated, but, you know, residents are able to walk outside and, you know, get some fresh air in a, you know, a safe environment.
That's really important, I think, because I know I have a couple of relatives, that's all they do. Seriously, they mm-hmm. eat, watch TV, and do gardening all day long. Mm-hmm. But if you're not in memory care, can you still go in the garden?
We don't like to allow just residents from our main building come into the memory care, just because residents that are living in memory care, you know, they may get agitated just by,
sure.
you know, so we want to keep, you know, them happy. So, you know, the residents in the main building don't really want to go in, you know, to their area because they have their own garden. Well, we have our own garden. We have our outdoor lanai.
Oh, so everybody in Lima gets their own garden?
No,
there's a certain area for them?
Yeah. Oh. So we have an outdoor lanai. We have a, you know, garden boxes. We have a garden club.
You do?
Yeah, but you know,
you do what do they call it?
Hydroponics. You know, we had someone from our wellness team that tried to do you know, hydroponics, but you know, the residents weren't very interested at that time. But you know, not to say that we won't try it again.
Because you have chefs over there. You know, they don't need to grow food. They got you right there. So yeah, because I'm a foodie. As you can tell, I could lose a few pounds, but I love food. Mm-hmm. I used to work in a restaurant business since I was 16 years old. Mm-hmm. My cousin owned a restaurant, and I worked at the highest level of restaurants, and I love food. So give me an idea. What am I going to like at Ilima?
You know, it's chef-prepared meals. We have a variety of, like, local foods.
You have local moco?
We do.
You do?
Yeah. So
on an everyday basis or just once a week?
No, so they try to change the menu, but we usually offer two choices for lunch and dinner. So usually it's an American choice and then a local choice. So, you know, we'll have like spaghetti meatballs and, you know, shoyu pork or something like that. So that, you know, something will appeal to someone. We also have in like always offered, always available. So if they just wanted like a sandwich or a burger or saimin, they can have it at any meal.
Really? And that's all included in that price.
Mm-hmm. And it's restaurant style. They order off a menu. It comes with a beverage, a starter.
Okay, next time I'm on my way out there, I'm going to call you up and take me to lunch.
Yes, of course.
You know, because I had one comment about one of my friends, a local guy. Yeah, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, he passed away already, but a very well-known guy. If you're in the sports world, you'll know him. And he told me he moved into a facility. And he goes, call me up one day. Percy, what? Hey, the animal kind pork to adobo, they don't got this, they don't got that. I said, wow, I'm sorry, but, and they don't even put salt on the table. Because salt's not good for you when you get older, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have salt and pepper on the table.
By request.
Yeah. So, hey, if you're listening, if your parents are eating too much salt, you got to get them off that. But yeah, so I like the memory care, but is that, you know, I see more and more facilities having some kind of a memory care. Mm-hmm. because I know the numbers are increasing.
Right.
Do you see that a lot too?
Yes. Yes, we do. So we have, we're almost full. We have one apartment left and we're completely full in memory care. So, you know, I think the benefits is that it's a social model. It's household style, family style. So like meals are in memory care, are done family style. So they all sit together, they dine together, they do activities together. They have their own program and that calendar of programs that we have for them. Music is really important for residents in memory care.
Yeah, it really is.
They love
it. It stimulates the
music.
Brain. Mm-hmm. That's been proven already.
We have one particular resident. She was a like a prodigy. So she can hear
piano
music
player?
And she can play piano.
Wow.
And still to this day she can.
How old is she, can I ask? 80s?
She's in her 90s. Early 90s maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, she's...
She play for the residents?
Yeah. She can do, you know, say... play Happy Birthday for us, and she'll just play Happy Birthday.
Well, that's, you know, they remember they go way back,
take
right?
Me so out she, to the ball game. She
so
loves
she
that
was
one.
Playing that when when she was younger. She remembers that because mm-hmm. they regress. Oh, she knows how. But go. What does it use? Take me out to the ball game. She knows that one.
She
wow,
knows that one, yeah.
I'm a baseball guy. That's the reason why I tell you that. But it's interesting. So once it's full, what's going to happen?
We're going to have a wait list.
Wow.
Yeah, so that, you know.
It's growing. You might have to build another wing just for memory care. I know the statistics are scary. We had mentioned a couple months ago about the statistics of the amount of people that's been documented with Alzheimer's dementia is about 28,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then that person I interviewed, Dr. Ruth Gay, who's the chief public policy officer from California, she said that's only 50% of the population. In the state of Hawaii, it's about 50% of people are not documented to have it.
Mm.
So that means it's about 56,000 or so. And that 28,000 to grow to 50,000 by the end of 2030. So if that's 50%, that could be close to 100,000 people has some form of memory issue. That's a pretty scary thought. So you might have to build 100 more beds down the road. No, seriously, we are way short of bed count. I don't know if you have a chance to see. There's a documentary that was done. It's online. It's called The Graying of Hawaii. And it was talked about how the national average for bed space is about 48,000 per 48 beds per 1,000 people. Mm-hmm. Hawaii has less than half, only 23 beds per 1,000 people.
Wow.
And that's a scary thought when all the baby boomers start rising into the ranks of needing some form of care as something that, you know, we've been talking about for years. But, you know, I tell people, don't expect the state to take care of you because they can't build any more beds. So it's got to be the private sector or some kind of us like Kisco. We need to start looking at that because whether it's on Kapolei or the neighbor islands, it's everywhere, you know, and it's something that I think we got to seriously look at. So if I walked in at 62 years old, am I going to like it?
Oh, you're absolutely.
I'm going to be like the baby over there, right? If the average age is over 80, right?
Well, you know, we do have our youngest resident, I think, is 66.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they still working?
No, they're not working.
No? But is there anybody still working over there?
No.
No?
No.
I'll be the first one then. So you're out in Kapolei. I know it's beautiful out there. And actually, the ride is not that bad.
It's not that bad.
You know, people think, Kapolei.
I think some people think, like, oh, Kapolei is so far, but it's actually not that bad. You just have to, if you're commuting from town, you just have to find the right, just avoid the traffic. Hours.
Well, the issue about that is the highway, if you don't go before 9 after 3 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
But what's great about it, my son plays baseball, so we had a game out there. So we just toured around. And I love that, the open-air shopping center. You know, and it's really nice. So anyway, if you just tuned in, we're here with Valerie Rickard from Ilima Lehano out in Kapolei. It's a relatively brand new facility. Not quite 2 years.
Not quite.
Almost 2 years. September makes 2 years.
September.
Yeah, so it's great to have you over. So the second half of the show, we want to talk more about your connections program and really kind of dive into more what you do on a calendar, because I know it's like a cruise ship on land and I love activities. And so we want to give our listeners an idea of how much fun they're going to really have. Okay. So, and maybe some stories about some of your seniors that are really enjoying life out there. Yeah. So anyway, we'll be right back. Don't forget, we can go to our Generations 808 website or to our Facebook page to check us out. I think it's GenMag 808 at Facebook, whatever. But anyway, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay.
Let's party at the Cow.
Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play.
Let's party at the Cow.
We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Let's party at the Cow.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
Hi, I'm back again. This is Ed speaking on Medicare Hints.
A lot of people may not realize that they may qualify for extra financial assistance to help pay for their premiums and prescription drug costs, depending on their income and their total assets. These savings can be especially helpful for seniors who are on a fixed income.
Find out if you qualify. Call us.
Helping you work your way through the confusion. Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include three meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit VoidVacationsHawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer.
5914777.
We go play.
Complete 4 5-night packages from $6.99. Vacations Hawaii, your favorite connection to Vegas.
Thank you.
focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio, and thank you for tuning in. And thank if you're listening to us online at our website, generations808.com, please pass that on to your friends and neighbors, because I just celebrated my 40th class reunion, class of 78, for MidPAC, and I was amazed at how many of my classmates were taking care of their parents. A number of them had already finished that job already, and we're actually going to feature one of my classmates on our next cover, because our August-September issue will be coming out shortly, but our October-November issue is going to feature caregiving, the four types of caregivers. There's actually four types of people in this world. People that have been caregivers, people that are going to be caregivers, people that are currently caregivers, and people that know they're going to need a caregiver. So there's only four types of people in this world, because caregiving is so prevalent. Actually, we're going to feature one of my classmates on the cover with a few other people. But the June-July issue is out, and it features Auntie Dottie Crowe and Gina Naramatsu on the cover. And actually, in there, you look at, I think, check Mark what page it is. It's near the beginning part, our 12th annual Aging in Place workshop. It's August 18th at the Ala Moana Hotel. We're going to get about 3,000 people there. So if you're going to come early or come after 11:30, because it's really crowded. And the parking can be a little bit of a mess, I have to be honest with you. We have six rooms going on at one time of workshops. Every hour we'll switch out. So once you finish one workshop, you're going to want to go to another one. We have a total of about 22 different workshops in that day. Average person stays about 4 hours. So if you're coming, please be patient. Please bring a friend or two, because it's hard to see six rooms at one time. We have a lot of topics going on, from Alzheimer's, dementia, to caregiving, to legal, financial, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, all different types of workshops. So you can go online to generations808.com, click on the far right box. Otherwise, in the magazine near the front, we have the whole spreadsheet of the workshop, the Aging in Place workshop at the Ala Moana Hotel. It's free. Park at the mall. They don't even matter me, but you can park downstairs. They validate, but it's like $6-$8. But bring a friend. I mean, really, it's a great event. It's one of the unique ones of the year, and it's a great time. So, and everybody is an expert speaker, and everybody will have handouts for you if you can't see the presentation. So thanks to all our sponsors. I really appreciate them, and you'll see them that day. So anyway, we're here with Ilima Ilehano out in Kapolei, beautiful new property with Valerie Rickard. You know, Valerie, you mentioned about how you guys connect with your patients. Mm-hmm. Well, I shouldn't say patients, residents.
Residents. They're our residents.
Yeah. So give me, again, your philosophy, because to me, you know, people call me all the time or email me all the time. Where should I go? You know, what's good about them? What's bad about them? Mm-hmm. And I think one of the most important, you know, things that you should look for is the quality of the personnel there, don't you think?
So our philosophy in connections is the person-centered care. So it's individualized care for residents. You know, it's the way we connect with them. We find, you know, we get to know them, what their history is, what they like to talk about. Because, you know, some of them may not want, you know, they might be shy. They may not want to make friends. But, you know, as our associates build the relationships with them, it's really all about the relationships we build. And the way we, you know, live in the moment is what we say is we live in the moment with the resident, especially in memory care. Resident memory care may not know what, you know, that it's, you know, 2018. They may think it's like 1950, and you know, if they think it's 1950, it's 1950, and we live in the moment with them.
Well, that's
so we don't say no.
I never heard anybody say that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So your employees know what happened in 1950s.
Some of them know. Yeah, but you know, if they think it's they think they're on their way to their wedding, we'll go with you. You know, we don't correct them, because we really try to live in the moment with them, because they have the dementia, they have the Alzheimer's, they have the memory issues. So we want to find, what's living with the moment at that moment. So we don't correct them like, no, you're got married like years ago. You know, we just try to.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Now, is there somebody I can talk baseball with all day long?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a sports guy. I grew up playing sports, but it's interesting, but it's so true. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to find people that are compassionate, people that really want to listen to these stories. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I love with my clients. You know, I work with seniors that just love the stories about old Hawaii, mm-hmm. you know, what was going on. You know, there used to be a bowling alley in Waikiki. And Kalakaua used to be two-way street. I don't think you remember that. Neither do I. It's amazing what the old Hawaii was like, and I wish we had part of that back, you know. So can you give me an idea how many associates you have versus residents? Is there a racial quota?
You know, it's not really – we don't really like to have ratios for, our staff to ratio. We staff on the needs of our residents. So we make sure that we have enough associates to be able to handle all the care for the residents at that time. So, you know, if we have a resident that may need more attention, we may bring in another one of our associates to assist with that.
Oh, good. And, you know, your pricing, which we'll cover in a little bit, because I know some people want to know about the pricing. I know it's on your website, which is really good, because a lot of people don't want to put it on a website. Mm-hmm. But where was I going with this? Okay. All-inclusive. So your rates are all-inclusive. So what does that mean?
So in memory care, it's all-inclusive.
Okay, memory care.
Memory care is all-inclusive. So the care, the meals, it's all-inclusive. If you're in assisted living, it's different levels of care. So the meals are included. Everyone's meals are included. The housekeeping, things like that. But if they need care, then that's added on to their rent. In memory care, all of the care is included because we help with everything. We help prepare. You know, it includes the meals, the activities. It includes the bathing, the grooming, the toileting. It includes the care component in that. Yes.
So all the activities of daily living you pretty much do.
Yes.
Wow, I like that. Mm-hmm. I hope I can afford that when I get older, but that's why I'm going to start saving now, you know, because really I eventually want to do that, because I know a lot of times spouses, you know, when you get older, they don't want to take care of you, you know, so especially for men. But it's interesting that you do that. So the independent and AL assisted living, they don't do all that then? They don't do all that grooming and bathing and dressing.
You can. So if independent, no, because independent, they do everything. If you're in assisted living, say you come in, independent, you know, months down the line, you're like, you know what, I need help with my medication. Then there's, you know, there's levels of care that can be added on.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Can I ask what independent living, the cost is?
So starting for our studios in independent living is $5,200.
Okay.
And for a one bedroom, it starts at $6,200.
It's only $1,000 difference.
Yes.
But you get a bigger room.
Because
I understand, I heard your rooms are much bigger than a lot of places in town. Well, because you got more land and more space, and it's probably more cost effective.
Yeah. So our studios are about 440 square feet.
Wow.
And our one bedroom is 590 square feet.
Really?
So it's a good size.
Good size.
We have full kitchens in our one bedroom. We have a full size refrigerator. We have a 2 burner cooktop. Microwave is included. So, you know, if your resident wants to not go to breakfast one day, they just want to sleep in,
make their
coffee,
way.
Make their oatmeal, you know, they can.
Do you have many couples there?
We have a lot, actually.
Really?
We have a good handful of couples.
Is there a price? What's the price difference for couples?
So if there's a $1,000 second person fee for a couple.
That's all?
Mm-hmm.
For double
occupancy rate. Yeah.
Well, double the food, I guess only the food.
Just majority of the
get
food,
program.
The utilities. And
only 1,000?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good. I bet told my wife. Wow. I thought it was like $3,000 more or something like that.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. So you said it's all family style, but in the memory care, but in the independent, like your own table, or
we have a dining room.
Yeah, your dining room. Yeah. And how do you do the reservations?
So if families want to bring like guests, they make a reservation, kind of like a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So they can make reservations to have family members come and join them for a meal. If not, then they are if you know they just come like for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
But they gotta pay for them though, right?
For the guests, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. But for if a resident just came downstairs and shared their meal, they're seated. It's not assigned seating, so it's open seating. So they'll come in and the advantage of that is like if you have assigned seating, you'll sit with the same person all the time.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's my table.
Yeah. So, we encourage, we are social models, so we encourage the socialization. So we encourage them to meet other residents and get to know other residents because you never know. They might know someone that you knew like way back in the day.
Now, early in the first half of the show, you mentioned something that caught my ear. You have a pool.
Yes.
I never saw your pool. Now I think about it. Where is the pool exactly?
It's next to the dining room.
So I come in. I know I came in. And Mark, your office is on the left side. Mm-hmm. And you go
to the dining room.
Where's the dining room? Left side, right side?
So you go right.
You go right to the dining
down
room.
Down the hallway.
Yeah.
And then you make a right down the hallway. Then the pool's right there.
Oh. Okay. Big question whether I move in or not. Is it heated?
No, it's
not.
No.
Well, couple is
it's
hot.
It's hot. Our residents, we have a couple that love our pool. They're there every morning.
I'm telling you, I had two shoulder surgeries 3 years ago, and I'm telling you, I tell all my friends, swimming is the best thing for strength building, just maintain your strength. And the flexibility, I do a lot of stretching in the water. I use these foam dumbbells because I'm still playing. So when I was telling my friend yesterday, I golfed with him yesterday, I said, you know what, bro? When you get older, your shoulders are really, really important, you know, for swinging the bat or the golf club. But your shoulders are so important. So I do a lot of that stuff. I guess I have to go out like noon so it's nice and warm. Yeah?
2:00.
It's
really hot out there.
Oh. But do you have like a lifeguard or somebody over there?
No.
So you have floaties or something for them?
Well, we do. We have flotation devices if they need. We have if they get in trouble, there's a pool cord out there. If they need help in, getting in and out of the pool, we have a chairlift. And it's four feet.
Yeah, right on there. That's good. I swim in a pool that's only, about 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the facilities you have? What other things you have over there to play with? Like pool hall, karaoke machine?
Oh, so room? We have Zumba. We have an activity room and a Zumba. Residents love Zumba.
Zumba Gold.
It's kind of like a Zumba Gold, so the routines are for seniors, so they do it in their chair.
I do that. I do Zumba Gold. I love it. Anyway, I can't think in, like karaoke, I can't sing and read at the same time. So like music, I can't do all those movements, and that they're so fast. The regular Zumba is for like 20-year-olds. They move too fast. That's why, hey, you're laughing. Zumba Gold. I'm telling you, I love to dance, by the way, but when I dance, I don't have to formulate and do anything that everybody else is doing, right? Zumba, you have to, right? Everybody, and they look at you like, hey, what's wrong with you? Oh, can I do those moves? I'm not kidding you. I went a couple of times. My friend teaches at Washington Intermediate. And like 50 women out there, only me, a guy. And everybody, they know everything. They know all the steps. Yeah? After a while, they go and they know all the steps.
Yeah.
Right? So what else what other kind of activities?
So we have bingo, of course, we have bingo, lots of painting. And so,
ooh, painting's
good. So one thing too about the activities and the benefit of living in Arilima, Ihano is that, residents have worked all their lives, they can, but they come, they're retired, they can find new passions. So we have a resident that was in the military and now he found a new passion. He loves to paint, loves painting. And so we have painting classes every week, once a week, pretty much, because they love it so much. So we like to say that we're in their home and we're their guests, instead of vice versa. So if they want more of an activity, if they like something, they love jewelry making, they love bead making, we'll accommodate them, put them on the calendar.
Well, that's really good, because my buddy who does the intro for our show, Frank B. Shaner, he is a radio DJ for many years. As a lot of people listening may know, if you're over probably 40, you should know who Frank B. Shaner is. You know Frank B. Shaner, right? And he I don't know if you know, he's an artist. He's an artist. If you go to Asagio's, like I went last night, Asagio's at Kahala Mall, Kahala and Ala Moana Shopping Center, all the art in the restaurant is his art.
Wow.
And he only started because of 9/11. Seriously. We talked about it on a radio show before that after 9/11, it was so traumatic for everybody. Mm-hmm. And he remembers he was at the station. For whatever reason, he told me, from the radio station, the studio where he was at, to his home. He went directly to an art shop. There's one on, I don't know if it's still there or not, on Baratania. Hawaiian Graphics, I think. It was on Baratania. He went straight there. He bought an easel or not, whatever you call those boards.
Canvas,
and he bought, I don't know, crayon or paint or whatever. I'm colorblind, so I don't think about that kind of stuff. And he just started painting. And now he's in all of Asagio, Kahala, and all of Moana. In fact, we did a story on him. Somebody bought one of the paintings we featured in the magazine.
Wow.
For $1,800. Yes. I actually wanted to buy it. And it was beautiful. It was a boat on a lake. Wow, this is, Frank, you're pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, so Frank, if you're listening, hopefully he does. He's on Maui right now. Still painting, by the way. Well, how many floors? I'm trying to give people an idea on radio. How many floors? And when people walk in, what am I going to see?
So we're three floors. We're resort style living, I should say.
Because it's not a high rise condo like most of the places are, right?
No. So, so the first two floors have like our common areas, like the dining room. The second floor has our activity room, spa. We have a hair salon.
Wait. You have a spa?
Yes, we do.
I mean, like with a jacuzzi?
We have a sit-in tub, and then we have massage.
One tub?
You can get a massage.
One tub you have?
One. But you have to sign up.
Oh, okay.
You can get a massage.
I'll be there every day.
You can get your nails done. You can get your hair done.
Is there a charge for that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's, of course.
Yes.
Haircut. So, wait. Let's back up.
Pedicure.
You said a spa. I love spas. So you say, is it a jacuzzi or something?
There's a tub, a sit-in tub. Then we have a massage table in there. You can do aromatherapy, get a massage.
Jacuzzi though, you said?
I think is it a jacuzzi? Yeah, it's a jacuzzi.
Jacuzzis, I'm telling you, I had surgery on my shoulder. Jacuzzis are the best. And if you're listening out there, if you have any ailments, after the jacuzzi, you'll be good for a couple hours because it just warms you up and gets your body moving, circulating, and that's actually the best time to stretch, not when your body's cold, when your body's warm. Mm-hmm. You know, so I walk in there, I go left or right. Where's all the rooms?
So we have some apartments on the first floor, and then memory cares when you walk in the building, it's to the left. We have apartments past the dining room, or right around the dining room, so that's to the right. The second floor, we have apartments. We have studio and one bedrooms, and then the activity room. Third floor is strictly apartments.
Third floor.
Mm-hmm. So there's no common areas. So it's just strictly apartments.
Oh. And so I know when you come off the highway, you go straight down, right? Straight down after you get decked off, Parkway, and you go straight down.
So you go down Fort Barrett, get off the freeway, you go down Fort Barrett, and then you make a right on Kapolei Parkway.
Right. And then... But aren't you guys very close to the shopping center too?
Yeah, we are.
Do you guys go to the shopping center once a week or something?
We took our residents this past Wednesday. Yesterday, we took them to the mall yesterday.
Wow,
there's Macy's. They love Macy's.
Oh yeah, you know what's surprised? I don't like to buy clothes here in Hawaii. Seriously, I used to travel to mainland just to buy clothes. Seriously, but my cousin's wife would love clothes, and so we would always go there because I bought a shirt at Macy's. Not, I can't blame Macy's or Liberty House, but I bought a shirt at Liberty House. Honest guy, truth. I went to this restaurant, local karaoke bar. There were four guys wearing this. I swear to God. Four guys wearing the same shirt. And you know what? People wearing the same shirt to this day. Almost once a month you'll see it.
It's vintage.
No, it's not vintage. It's about 20 years old. But what's that famous brand of shirt? I can't remember what it was. But it's beautiful. And that's why I got it. But that's why... Three other guys got it and wore it the same day as me. I swear to God, I'll never buy a shirt here locally anymore. And I don't. I just came back from Vegas. I bought some shirts there, but nothing against them. But I want uniqueness. I want something different. But it's interesting how you guys can do all that in resort living.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So how are we going to get people out to Kapolei if they don't live in Kapolei? We're going to give them free lunch or something?
They can join us for a meal. Experience our dining. I have a great dining experience and see our community. We can show you around the community, show what our other residents love to do and why we're almost full.
I know. That's really fantastic. to go out there and enjoy the resort style living, because I've been to it and every other facility just about is tall. I don't want to use the word cold, but tall. And you open the elevator, a lot of people come out of the elevator, right? Mm-hmm. But your lower levels, you're only three stories?
Mm-hmm. Three stories.
Okay, here's a big question. Do you have a view of anything?
We do.
West side, like, shopping mall. I'm just kind of curious.
I mean, depending on your apartment location.
But you have a garden and everything, right?
On the first floor, if you're on the first floor, there's like a walk out to the garden area. But there's balconies on the second and third floor.
You have a balcony?
Yeah, so majority of our apartments, just with an exception of a few, just depending on the location and the building, all our apartments have a private lanai.
Really? Yeah. No, that's worth it, because view or not, you got to have a nice breeze. Mm-hmm. You need to get fresh air, get some sun, you got to get some vitamin D. it really is. So I know you guys have done events in the past, and we covered it on a Generations TV show. Mm-hmm. Any events coming up? Okay, you let me know, because then we'll promote it and we'll come out again. But what about any support group meetings? You guys have any support group meetings out there?
We host the Alzheimer's Association group on the west side. So we do it once a month on a Saturday.
Saturday morning?
Saturday from 1 to 2.
Afternoon. Okay.
We do an Islands Hospice support group, a grief support.
Really?
So we have that. We've hosted a variety of different support groups to the community.
What about like dementia care? You guys do any of that?
Yeah.
Or specifically for dementia care?
Yeah, the Alzheimer's Association.
Oh, the Alzheimer's Association.
Yes.
Board. And what do they talk about when they do it? Have you been to one of those support group meetings?
I haven't. It's we have one of our associates. He's a facilitator. But it's, you know, for families that live on the west side, they can come to the support group, which is the Alzheimer's Association, and they just talk about their experiences that they're having with their loved ones.
Do they provide resources and things like that?
Yes, absolutely.
That's really good. That's really important. We got to promote it on our calendar, and maybe we should put it in a magazine, because that's really one of the biggest things. I get calls quite a bit. In fact, my five classmates are taking care of the parents. I think four of them have dementia. Mm. And so it's so prevalent today, and we want to be able to get that information out. So, yeah, let us know about that. We'll put it on our calendar.
Sure.
And then I don't know if you guys want to – you guys have a commercial. You put it in a commercial. But you just want to get people out there, especially on the west side. But are there any special days that you do tours, or anytime?
Anytime. Appointments are recommended just so that we, you know, we can make sure we can give you the attention and personalize the tour for you.
And how long would the tour be?
I'd say like between any, depending on the questions that you have, mm-hmm. like 30 minutes to an hour.
Oh, good.
Then if you come around lunchtime, then maybe you can sit and have lunch with us too.
Yeah, I would need to know what the two specials are.
Come on, tempura day. That's a popular one.
What day?
Tempura.
Oh, I love tempura. I love tempura. So, anyway, we're here with Valerie Rickard from Ilima Lejano. Thank you, Valerie, so much.
Thank you.
I don't know if you guys are going to be at our aging in place, but you guys should. If not, we're at HPGS conference. We'll have, that's about 250 people in our industry. It has September 6th and 7th. It's a two-day event. The exhibitors are only doing it on Friday, September 7th. So, thank you so much. Again, real quick, the phone number and website.
Our phone number is 674-8022, and our website is ilima@lejano.com.
And I tell you guys, I would check it out, because especially if you're, that's a good idea, especially if the kids live out there. Because if you live in Hawaii Kai, your kids live in Kapolei, they're not driving Hawaii Kai. So if you moved into Ilima, then they would probably see more over there. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
It's a great facility, and I encourage everybody to check it out. So thank you very much. So. Anyway, we're here every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4, AM 690. You call it The Answer. Yes. And I just taped a segment for if you have box, I think, the Alexa. So if you have an Alexa, just say, this is Percy Ihara with Generations Radio. You're listening to The Answer on your Alexa device, and it will show up. I just learned today. So thank you very much, everybody. Aloha and live well.